this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about friends. With me is Belinda. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, Jackie.
Belinda, can you tell me, are friends important to you?
Oh, friends are very important to me.
Okay, would you say that they were more important than your family?
When I was younger, my friends were more important than my family, but now that I am older, my family is more important than my friends.
Okay, so a family relationship is more important to you than a friendship relationship.
Yes, that's because I think that you can always depend on your family, but friends come and go.
Okay, do you make friends easily?
Yes, I do. I do enjoy meeting people, and especially people from different cultures.
Do you have many friends?
I do have many friends, but I don't have many close friends.
Oh, that's interesting. But you do have some people you consider to be your best friend.
Yes, I do. I do have a few best friends.
Do you have friends from the past, from your childhood, from your school days?
I do have one or two friends from when I was a child, but I have moved a lot in my life, so I haven't kept in touch with all my friends from long
ago.
Right,
okay, that's great. So I was going to ask you then, because I know that you have moved around a lot, how do you stay in touch then with long-distance friends? Do you email? Do you write letters? Do you use the computer, the telephone?
I think making phone calls is quite expensive, so I just write emails mostly and do a lot of texting as well.
Okay. I know that you're a teacher. Do you think you can be friends with your students?
I try to have a friendly
relationship
with my students, but I think outside of the classroom, I usually don't meet up with my students.
Okay, and one last question, Belinda: what makes a good friend? It's a difficult question, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think a good friend is someone who is there for you when times are bad.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Belinda.
You're welcome.